B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What's Brewing with Jen.
Yes, it's brought to you by Dunkin. Always game on with Dunkin. Rewards members pick your day, score free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Jen Squirto goes around the world to find three entertaining stories for us to peruse. Jen, what do we have today?
All right, starting off with a scary one. Thursday, it was a scary moment at the Olympic half pipe. A Finland skier, his name's John Salonen, he collided with a cameraman during a qualifying event. I saw the video. It was scary because they're on the half pipe, right? So the cameraman was standing up here. I don't believe there was much behind him. So if he fell over the stanchion, I'm not quite sure where he would have gone, but the skis literally went straight into his face. Like, the middle of the skier skis went straight into his face. Like, right into the camera.
And he did not fall backwards?
He did not fall backwards. He kind of fell sideways a little bit. He is a little bit injured. He injured his collarbone, but he is going to be okay. The skier, however, ended up in last place because he failed to qualify. I guess.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm the skier in the half pipe.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty ticked that guy was there.
I would, too, because then he ended up in last place. I feel sorry for the guy. I hope you're not seriously hurt. But
shouldn't be in the path. He should be on the side where the guy's not going. Maybe
the skier wasn't supposed to go there.
It's the Olympics. He shouldn't be within range at all of
I kind of thought the
going.
Same thing.
You know, listen, they got to get the good camera angles. I get that.
Yeah.
You don't have good enough cameras to be far enough away you don't get hit in the
face. They got drones now. I mean, they got drone cameras. But I'm glad he's okay. And the skier is done with his Olympics.
What, and he was from Finland?
Finland,
yeah. Was he supposed to be a contender?
He was, yeah. This was the qualifying round, yeah.
So you can say that he's
terrible.
He's finished.
He's finished. And by the way, my mom has been in Norway for this whole Olympics, and Norway is killing it.
What is she doing in Norway?
She's retired. She's traveling everywhere. So she wanted to go to Norway, and she went. And I emailed her. I said, you're good luck for Norway, because they are killing it in Norway.
Retired people went to, Florida. Norway.
She went to Russia. She's been to China. Norway.
Is she with companions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, got a whole little traveling crew. All these retired teachers.
Oh, nice.
It's adorable. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. They were on one of those Viking river cruises, whatever. Okay, so this is funny. A mom found the perfect way to communicate her feelings to her husband in a very passive-aggressive way. It's adorable. It's been seen on TikTok a million times. She takes a piece of fresh bread, so nice soft bread, and she mushes in two eyeballs and a frowny face and then toasts it, and it comes out looking perfect. Like, the bread around the eyeballs and the frowny face is darker than where she mushed it in.
Yeah.
Am I explaining it well?
Yeah.
And then she hands it to her husband when she's angry with him. I think it's adorable.
It's pretty good.
It's not
cute.
Bad.
It's very passive aggressive. I'm sure they don't do that when they have major arguments, but
the other way to do that is just to flip them the bird. That's the opposite of what that is. You know,
I mean,
like, get aggressive.
Is this why you're divorcing? I don't know anybody should be taking advice.
Jen, I can't remember. It was so long ago. I don't even know what the reason is.
What a ricochet there.
So she also does it when she's happy with him. She makes a smiley face instead of a frowny face. It's really cute, and it's making its rounds on Twitter. And I do have an update, though, after this last story. A very sweet story as well to end. A California cat missing for 7 years reunites with its owner 2,000 miles away in Tennessee.
Yeah, this should be an unbelievable story.
Right? So there was a California cat that went missing 7 years ago. The owner used to live in California. The cat wandered off, and the owner never found it for weeks and weeks and weeks, months and months and months. That owner ended up moving to Tennessee, to Knoxville, and never found the cat again. The cat did have a microchip. A California animal shelter called the owner and said, hey, we found your cat. And he was like, what? My cat's from California 7 years ago? And they said, yeah, we're going to drive EB, is his name, to Tennessee to you.
Here's the problem with that. It's sweet, but the cat wouldn't even know.
They said the cat did know as soon as the cat ran up.
Cats don't know or don't care. Like a dog would see, and like wag and go crazy. The cat's like, yeah, what's the difference?
Oh, they said it did, though. It was all excited.
Of course they're going to say it did for the story, but cat doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't think cat has that kind of...
Or us too. Right. Now that person thought they were clear for 7 years from having the cat. Now they got another cat to take care of.
Well, they got another cat that they've had now for 4 years.
So now
they're
doubles.
Now they have a cat. Really, I thought they'd be done with cats.
Oh, no, they got another cat. It was sweet. Okay, and a little update from yesterday, the guacamole avocado story.
Yeah.
Right? So there was an embargo with Mexico and all that stuff. About an hour ago, the U.S. lifted the temporary ban on avocados imported from Mexico. So I'm going to make you some banging guacamole next week.
Oh, got to have that guacamole.
And you are going to love it.
My goodness.
You and your tasteless avocados.
Yeah. Well, that does it for What's Brewing with Jen for today. Brought to us by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day, score free, medium, high coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.